Some big value hit last night with BGO for $3,000 and 13 DK points. A 7-leg SGP miss only by 1 leg. But tonight we're back. No home run props hit. But guess what? 2 of 3 of those players each had double-digit DK points, which means the research was right. The picks were right. They just didn't go yards. But we're back for 7 games. More picks. Tony Ticks, Ocotillo, Wendell, his sports, Fantasy Firebox. Let's get into the heat right off the bat. Let's go value pitcher. We hit the over prop on Sandoval last night based on his K ability, and tonight we're going to do the same thing with the pitcher getting your first start in Allen Winans or Winans, whatever you want to call him. It'll be all over the place, but 7,700 against the Mets, strictly for K potential right here. In the minors, even though he had an embossed 5+ ERA, he had 34 strikeouts in 32 innings. That's the kind of guy I'm going to ride. Make sure you get over to WindellySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WindellySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100. Make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. Now let's go to some value bats. How about Jerkson Profar from the San Diego Padres? 3,100. Going up against our great Kyle Hendricks, who is horrendous, who's all over the place. Just look at his stats. But let's more importantly dive deep into Profar stats. 9 of the last 10 games, he's been positive point production. 6 of those games, he's been above 5+. 3 of those games have been double-digit DK points. And he's only struck out 1 time in 4 games. That's value to me. And then we're going to go with the youngster and Evan Carter out there in Texas going up against my man, Mr. Stripling. Young players take time. Now, he didn't come up to get blazing. He was productive, but he hit a little low. Only batting 182 right now, but that doesn't matter. What I'm looking at is even at that low average, he only has 1 game at 0 production. 7 of his last 10, he's at 6 or greater. And 4 of the last 7 at double digits. When he gets on a base pass, anything can happen. Now, let's get with the FFVPs. Now, again, they haven't been red hot. They haven't hit to my liking. But as the home run props kind of level out, the FFVPs will come back. We've hit some really good value, but like I said, the first 10 to 15 games, FFVPs are very hard until we get some really hard analytics on them. So I'm going to go back to the well. I know last night we didn't hit on him, but I'm going to go back to Toro in Oakland. He's still only 2,500. But again, listen to yesterday's stats. I'll give you the most important. 32 points in 2 games before last night's 0. That's all you need to know. Now let's go battle Mr. Stroman. I know, relax. I know he's been good. And we're going to battle with Mr. Sanchez, 2,700 from the Miami Marlins. Stroman may be great, but he gives up hits. 7 in 12 innings plus 3 walks. That's in 2 starts. So if Sanchez can get on base, he's going to fill up the stat sheet. Now let's get to the home run prop, shall we? Because we didn't hit one last night, I'm giving a bonus. We're going to go 4 tonight because I'm going to ride 2 guys that didn't hit last night. One because one guy was off, the other because the other guy stayed hot. The guy that was off was Corey Seager. Now he had a day off yesterday. I love guys that come back from a day off, and he's going up against Stripling. And here's the thing about Stripling. In 2 games versus lefties, he's given up 14 hits. Corey Seager is going yard tonight. And then we're going to continue to ride the hot bat of Austin Riley. Even though he didn't hit yard, he still gave you 14 DK points. And he goes up against Quintana. I love targeting Quintana's two-seamer. And that's something that's going to come out over the plate. And Austin Riley is going to hit a bomb. Now let's go ride the weather in New York and go to Mr. Stanton's neighborhood. And we're going to ride Giancarlo because, number one, Mr. Weathers is erratic. 5 walks. In 9 innings. Shows you he's all over the plate. And Stanton, 6 hits in 4 games. He's seeing the ball extremely well, and he has 2 home runs and 2 doubles in those 4 games. Now, a guy that you may not predict, Manny Machado, dealing with some elbow injuries, right? We know that. We dealt with that. I know I dealt with that here in Philadelphia with Bryce Harper last year. Said he may not be 100% all year. Still has 2 home runs. It's kind of been slow his last few games. But here's the thing. When you go up against Kyle Hendricks, you don't need to be 100%. 100%, a 50% Manny Machado with the bad elbow is all you need to go deep.
Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100. Make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today.
Now, last, let's get to the Hit Brigade Parlay. Again, this is all different games. Last night, we almost hit. If you're not on DraftKings yet, make sure you sign up over at WinDailySports.com. Get those free promos, and this is how you're going to build it. Just go right to hits. You're going to go Jurickson Profar, who we said we like as a value bat. We're going to have him to get a hit. Orlando Arcia, we're going to have him to get a hit. We're attacking Quintana, okay? Jesus Sanchez. Again, he's one of our value bats. We're going to get him a hit. Pablo Reyes, we're going to attack Mr. Cole Irwin. And then we're going to go with the ever consistent the last few games, Mr. Christian Yelich. Again, all five of those guys, one hit apiece. And then we're going to go to the guy we picked to have our home run, which is my man Corey Seager at over 1.5 total bases. That, my friends, gives you a plus 1372 Hit Brigade Parlay. Again, Fantasy Firebox, Tony Jigsaw Control. Make sure you're following me at Judge Jigsaw for all the betting content. Make sure you're following at Windaily Sports where everything lives, as well as all the other sports too. We're going to get back on that winning track, and we're going to bring the heat.